Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Why are you trying to move again, Pat? Your mom's kicking you out finally?
No, she really ran it back. That's crazy.
You were doing so good, Pat, living in one place, and now you're about to be homeless again. What is going
on? I've never been homeless. I just move a lot. I like a change of scenery.
People say, okay, if you're unhoused, it's the same thing. I get it.
But my lease is up next year around April, so I'm peacing out.
So your mom said you got until April, huh?
You saying same
in the same area? Are you looking for a new area too? You saying in the same area? Are you looking
same area? Yeah, yeah. I might even move like a building or two over, but
you might move to the back house in your mom's backyard.
3 times in a row.
Hey, I mean, it is what it is, Pat. There's no shame, right?
Roxy, what's that? Your morning donut?
We can't hear you. You might be muted.
Oh, we can hear you now. We can hear you.
Oh, is that a PB&J? Oh,
how is it an extra thick PB&J? Look like it's like an inch of PB&J.
Yeah, it's more PB, not really no J.
No J?
It's like a dash of J. Mm. It wasn't a lot of, it's way more. Yeah, that's a lot of P. A lot of PB.
That's why I thought it was a donut.
All right, yo.
There goes our monetization.
Trying to get us demonetized, yo.
Yep. Well, demonetized. Too much peanut butter. That's
such a good time, obscene. I had such a good time seeing y'all in person last week.
That was fun.
That was fun. Y'all mean.
Who mean?
Y'all so mean. It don't stop.
Have you seen the show?
Yes, but it's different in person.
You begged to be on it, and then when you were finally on it, you were like,
I didn't beg. I requested.
Oh, I'm nice. I'm nice. I would never make fun of anybody. Like, what?
I girl, yes. That's when the call. You got to be on your A game when you're in person. I was like, oh gosh.
Like, gee willikers.
It literally turned to roast me light toward the end. Like, niggas didn't even care what you were arguing.
Towards the beginning. What are you talking about?
From beginning,
before
right away.
Before the episode started.
Right away.
They'd be like, hey, I'm like, yeah, you fat back bitch. I'm like, oh my God.
No one called you
Nobody
that.
Nobody called you a fat back bitch. We called you a tank. Called you a tank. But never a fat bad bitch.
Somebody called me Dairy Queen. Hate you, Pat.
Somebody said Meg lends her back to the U.S. Army.
No, no one said that.
I don't remember that one.
Nobody said it. That's why to hear.
I said I'd be choke slamming people I had sex with.
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did, and then y'all started acting it out.
That
it's probably
sounds
true,
elaborate.
Though, right, Roxy?
I mean, I've wrestled a man or two.
That sounds embellished.
Wait till the episode drop. I can't wait.
Yes, y'all. Wait till y'all see some new heat we got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. I remember it sounding like that. It was a lot of jokes being thrown
y'all
out.
Y'all was roasting all day. You probably can't recall.
What?
Yeah, everybody got hit up. Everybody got hit up that day.
There was one episode where they roasted me for 5 minutes before I even started.
Pat thought he was going to go on and like clear the air and like try to say that he thought he was going to do the Eminem on 8 Mile.
You like, tried to roast yourself?
I just tried to get it out of the way early and it didn't work.
Nope, because we fired. But that issue, everybody got lit up. Nobody was exempt. Nobody was safe.
In front of the camera, behind the camera, between takes. I was like, I can't even pee. Fired up through the bathroom door. It was so crazy.
Everybody.
Meg, is that your gun sound?
Yep.
Fuck, you a 1960s mafia member?
I thought you grew up on a base.
Here, I'm sorry I don't have guns tattooed on me. I don't know how they sound all the time.
that don't mean nothing about knowing how they sound.
Yes, it does. What is your gun sound like on your back? What are they supposed to sound like?
They don't
bitch.
Sound like anything,
man. Bitch. It's the hair. Duck. Bitch, 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 bitch. Vroom.
That's the getaway noise.
That's the drive-by. Bitch, 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 bitch. Reload, reload. Vroom.
What about the tattoos on your inner thigh, Pat? What they sound like?
That is funny, but you actually have tattoos.
What, you have tattoos on your inner thigh?
Pat no, got I don't. Tattoos on his thigh. Don't cap, Pat.
They on the top it's on the thigh. Top.
It's on the top. It's I know, like but his tattoo looks on. Stupid.
It goes Pat coochie lips and then tattoo. This is where his tattoo is, right under his coochie lips.
A little further down.
Your coochie lips?
Tahiti, what's your tattoo on the inside of your thigh? Do you really have tattoos there?
Who?
You.
I said Pat.
Oh, he said you have them on your...
No, okay, the roses right. On his shin go all the way up and they end at his booty. He goes up like poison ivy and then just tucks.
Pat got all them random tattoos on his arm and his leg. It's like a Zelda puzzle to his heart. You just gotta
So he looks like he has like a little doodle pad just all over his body. He just doodled everywhere.
He does. It looks like scratch paper.
It's like a match. It's that matching game. You gotta see all those images and then close your eyes and then match it to the ones on his back.
Like those memory games. That's big crazy.
Nah, man. It's all
hey, Tahir had a special this weekend, y'all.
How'd it go?
It went well. It was weird. I was beating myself up because we had to do pickup shots and I had to redo things. Honestly, I'm going to leave a lot of the bloopers in there because it's just very authentic to me.
I've never seen that before.
But I was beating up on myself because I didn't realize that. I'd never looked at a comedy film in the same way I would like a TV production or a movie. Like they do pickup scenes and stuff like that. So because I had to do it, I was beating myself up the first night. But the next day I felt a lot better about it. So
definitely gonna be unique, like the flub ups and then the reback, like circling back on the joke. That shit was hilarious.
Wait, do you know where it's gonna be where we can watch it yet?
No, not yet. I can't tell you yet.
Okay.
What, you shot a special?
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, it's gonna air on 7-Eleven's OnlyFans.
Hey, listen, that's a powerful Netflix. Network, baby. That check is good, baby.
Netflix. That's crazy.
The special's called Last Hot Dog on the Grill.
Is it?
That sounds so like mysterious and artistic. Yeah. But you're like, actually, no. I just ate the last hot dog on the grill.
That's why I was like,
I like that. It's gonna be on HBO Snacks.
Rolling on a roller.
HBO Snacks.
Damn, I can't think of any other ones.
Yeah, good, nigga.
Prime Rib Video. All right, there you go.
It's on air on Amazon Prime Rib.
I asked the teacher for an extension.
Meg, what'd you do this weekend? Nothing.
Damn.
What did I do this weekend? No, I actually was. I've been traveling like a lot, like every weekend for the past 5 weeks. So I was happy to just go to my kids' like football game, go to church, do nothing, like nothing. I've been traveling.
What'd you learn about in church? Give us a word.
Well,
he'd be telling the pastor when he say a scripture, she'd be like, "That's not what it says. That's you're paraphrasing." He'd be like, "Fuck, man, shut up."
The pastor said,
"I have done that to two pastors before, but like after church, it's like, hey, so said this, and I didn't quite understand it because I thought it was this."
Hey, this is why you get kicked out of church so much.
I never got kicked out of church.
You can get kicked out of church.
Hell yeah!
Why not?
Yes, to hear because your tattoos that are on the inner thighs of two hands clapping every time you put your thighs like this was too loud for the church.
Not your thigh claps was too loud for church.
Here, do you really have inner thigh tattoo?
He does. Like, is there a bird in here? Hands, so he can do this with...
Shut up, Meg.
Show us your thighs. Show us your thighs. Show us your thighs.
Thick thighs save lives.
Mm-mm. But you know what, Tahir? You do have some really little legs to be your like size up top.
I do not have little legs, man.
No, they're like if I just saw your legs, I wouldn't think they belong to like a SpongeBob body.
Nah, he's shaped like a Mr. Potato Head, where it's just like all body, and then you see the little legs.
You do have little legs for your body shape.
That's not true.
You got little legs.
But they're like strong. They look strong, though, but they're like little.
They're not little. They're very proportionate to my body.
They're strong. I didn't say they weren't not muscular, but I'm saying compared to your top half, they little.
They are not little compared to my top half. They're very
proportionate. Prove it. Prove it. Prove it. Prove it.
What if he lifted his leg up perfectly? It was like, see?
Do it. I really want to see.
He took it off. He held it up. Like, this is not tea.
Like, look, because we was doing when we were all together last week, I tried to kick him in the face and my leg goes high and it like hit his face. He tried to kick me back in the face and his leg went all the way up to us. Oh,
how high your leg go?
That just means I'm agile, I'm nimble. That doesn't
you
mean
are.
That I'm
lazy, do it. Man. Do it. Pull
you
it up.
The agility of a mongoose.
Hold it. What?
That's hella agile though.
If they was to do like a Beverly Hills Ninja reboot, you could play like Chris Farley's role.
I take it. Shit, I'll take that track.
Batman in a little coat. You gotta do
oh
it.
Oh my god, hey, they are agile.
You looked up mongoose?
Yeah.
They be eating snakes. That's no. What
I was like, where'd you find video to his leg?
Wait, let me look it up. If I can't find.
Oh my god, they are agile.
To hear more legs.
Did you do a split to hear?
Nah.
Probably.
Your mom.
I feel like
probably.
You could. You don't want to tell nobody.
Have you
yet.
Tried?
A split.
No, I ain't tried to do no split in years.
You can do banana split.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing came up.
Yeah. Roxy, stop watching Mongoose videos.
I know, right?
I was looking up to hear more legs and feet. A lot of stuff started coming up.
What? It
came up.
More to the story, episode 77. I'm really in a feet. And then he called Kev on stage, Mary J. Thighs. I don't buy drinks for gremlins. A lot of stuff started coming up. Also dang. With the mongooses. They Mary jumping J. from Ford. Rock to rock.
Mary J. Crazy. Thighs.
That's pretty cool.
I like that a lot.
So, what's your drink, Lulu? What you drinking?
Strawberry protein, strawberries, almond milk, sea moss, collagen, strawberries. Amen.
And okay,
big got money. That's a lot of ingredients.
Oh, also essence of Tim.
Essence.
Essence of Tim.
Bring a little. You say Tim?
Just throw one Timberland shoelace in. Yeah. All right, this is about as good spot as any for us to jump right into it. Special shouts out to our special guest, Roxy Hayes, is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna jump into this first topic. Right after this. Would you rather explore space alone versus be left on Earth alone?
Okay, before we get to the question, I just had to make a comment. Timbaland actually commented on my video that I posted the other day. And they was like, it's Tim time. Like, it's Tim season. I'm like, you see me. You see me.
Yes. You better get that deal, girl. Get you a deal.
I just had to put that out there.
You know how New York you have to be for Timberland to comment on your picture?
Yo, I pinned it, too. I was like, yo, I made it. I made it. Well, yeah, what was the question? I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Would you rather explore space alone versus be left on Earth alone?
Hey, Timberland's gonna slide into your DMs. Hey, boo, you up?
I hope so. I'm responding with your eyes.
What it do? What that foot do?
Hey, big soul.
Hey, big soul.
There's no way in hell I am searching space by myself because not only is that insanely scary, there's just like literally like years and years worth of information that I don't have. If they spray in a leak or something like that, or just the smallest thing happens to the ship, I'm gonna literally die. Whereas Earth, I can kind of get around.
Wait, is that a realistic thing, or is in this scenario like you're safe?
Like in the scenario, you have a flawless spaceship, you have more than enough food, and all the information, the years of information, Pat, that you feel like you're missing, you can watch clips on. Like, so if something does go wrong,
we not gonna do that.
I mean, you want to live or not?
I will.
It'll be 2 years later, we'll be like, I didn't get around to watching
that. I watch all that.
Passengers,
yeah, with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence. That movie,
I didn't like that movie.
I hate him. I hate his. He was a bitch for that.
Yes, he was.
Because he was horny.
He was a bitch.
Man. Oh, he pissed me off. That's what I was thinking about. I'm like, it don't seem fun just floating around in space. At least on Earth, I could do something. I don't know, play.
You'll make your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That's what you're gonna
do. All peanut butter, baby.
Different seasons on Earth. You can't do that when you're in space.
And have you guys ever seen what astronauts eat and like the paste and stuff that they have to microwave, and also like how they shower? They just put like a glob of water and it's floating around, and they just like put it in their hair. Oh, astronauts are musty. Astronauts are hella musty. They have
big
to be
musty. But what if the ship that you were on had artificial gravity, so everything was regular, all your food was regular,
like in a movie?
Like on Star
like
Trek
passengers.
I don't know, I actually am really interested in like space and exploring all of that, especially because I just saw today that I saw something that said there was a radio signal that came to Earth that was like 8 billion years old, and NASA pinpointed where it came from. But it's like,
we
don't live
8 billion
long enough.
Years ago.
We don't live long enough to travel to all these places.
But we can.
This place, yeah, so basically this ship.
If this is a ship that's like what Tahir is saying, then yes, it goes really fast.
We could travel light years. You could travel to another solar system.
And it's just till I die. I'm dying a normal death either way, right?
Yeah, but some places be like a million light years away.
Yo, but what if I find like another planet and I go visit the planet and there's like kind of sort of human looking men, but like they like they like 7'5".
Wait, y'all
I'm
smashing
saying?
Aliens off real?
I would take an alien on the road. Yeah,
but you know, I was the only one left. Tell you, what if it's like octopus?
What if it's two penises?
Yo, that's a dream. Ooh, mad dicks and one dude.
Two penises mad that they dicks. Said they have to insert at the same time.
Hey, okay,
bravo,
I'm
sir.
They got the Duolingo.
You getting DP'd in space? That's pretty fire. Duolingo.
That's, I mean, if there was, I'd be scared, because what if an alien pussy had like spikes in it or something, or like.
And how do we know that they're heterosexual? Teeth. You don't
what
know
if
that.
You ask questions. You get to know alien first. You don't just
speak your language.
Fuck an alien. You get to know him first.
Are you suggesting
you don't know
that the alien would be like, nah, I'm into dudes.
I want him. Yeah. What up with it?
What if they was like, nah, you ain't my type? Respect.
If you were an Earth nigga.
Get rejected by an alien. Gonna
get rejected by an alien. Nah, I'm good. Not even in English.
I feel it would be so
they're like, hey,
just pack your ship up and get the fuck up out of there. That ain't the place for you. That's
they look
bad.
At you at the hologram, like,
Brown.
I'd be out though. He'd be out.
Oh,
on to the
you crying in the shit.
They use Google Translate, like, oh, I'm gay. You'd be like, all right, well, I guess I'm getting back on this shit.
Why you got any straight friends?
Like, you got any straight friends?
It's crazy.
I know you know some straight ones. I know you do.
I mean, I think I'd rather be in space because you already know what's on Earth. If you're the only one there, there's nothing new to find. You're basically just trying to survive till you die. Whereas you
can by yourself in them canyons. Yeah. You don't know what's in there.
You've seen everywhere on Earth. Yes, you could just go everywhere. I mean, that's just to me, I'd rather go find something new. So put me on a ship.
And, The question that I originally read was like, you woke up too late and everybody on Earth left. So I
they left me?
Yeah, you overslept, nigga.
Oh,
that seemed like big ass peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yeah. They had you in a food coma.
How you get left on the Earth evacuation, though?
Oh, right.
Imagine they're like, all right, Roxy, sleep. Roxy, sleep.
Hey, I kill myself. It's a coma situation. Nah, they're like, we're not gonna take the comatose people.
Nah, I'll be out. I'm not even either one of these. I'm out. I'm not finna just be living like that.
They leave everybody in a coma. Is wow.
I'm out.
They don't know if you're gonna wake up. They had room like that, so they like, but they left directions.
They like, oh,
at least you're on Earth. You have Earth food.
You gotta make your own shit.
No, but eventually the food's gonna run out, Pat.
So you can just move.
Potatoes.
I don't see you niggas foraging for your own foods for long.
I forage. Well, I know how to forage.
I forage.
Who forages?
I have eaten mushrooms. I have an app that shows you which mushrooms are okay.
That app is going down, Meg.
You ain't forged nothing but your mama's signature, lying ass. You ain't doing no.
I did forage. I love to forage. I found these wild blackberries and I ate them straight off the bush.
Ain't nobody running the app no more though.
Nobody runs no internet.
I used to forage because I used to get mad. And I'm like, I'm running away. I'm gonna live off the land. And I would just run away for like a couple hours, and then I just go start eating stuff. So I used to eat grass. So
you didn't take no fruit snacks with you when you ran.
No,
you were gone for a couple hours, and you chanced eating wildlife.
Eating grass.
You ate. You were only gone for a few hours
before my daddy got home because I didn't want to whoop it. But legit, I'm like, I'm running away.
And but you ain't leave him on a full stomach. Like you was just like, I gotta get out.
I don't need y'all shit.
I already did a 7-day water cleanse. I could live off of water for 7 days. I know that for a fact.
What you gonna do after that?
That's later Lou's problem, okay? But present Lou is gonna be A-okay.
On day 8, when you decide to try to find some food, you ain't gonna have the energy to do it.
Yes, I am. You know how to push it. I could have did 12 days easy, but I had to go somewhere and I was like, I can't. I'm not gonna be out of the
public. I thought like 7 days was the max that you could go on just water, ain't it?
How long I have a friend that did 40 days.
Huh? Yeah,
I have a friend that did 40 days.
Jesus? I think food is the small number. You could if you have water, you could live a long time.
You talking about Jesus?
Yeah, him too.
Because he also walked on water, and I don't think you could do that either.
So do you be doodling?
He legit did it for 40 days.
Did he doodle? Or is just
what if Jesus was like, God damn, I'm hungry. Shit. This is not even biblical. I am hungry.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure he mumbled that under his breath a couple of times.
Right.
Yeah, wait, okay, so I do have a question. If I'm in space with the food, it's unlimited? Because I can't reorder.
You got enough food for 2 lifetimes.
Okay. What about on Earth? I got to find my own food or still the lifetime? That ain't fair.
Well, supermarkets.
Yeah,
supermarkets
are still stuck. You're familiar with Earth. You're not familiar with space. So something gotta be low.
What if I ain't familiar? Did you think
about it? Girl, you know where the supermarket is. And then when that one run out, you go to another one. Yeah, now the question is,
who's stocking the shelves?
No,
you just go to one until it's out.
But now here's the other problem I don't think people are thinking about. Ain't nobody gonna be working at the power plants or like the water facility. So you can't you're not gonna have clean water if you're.
You better go back to the 1800s and get a well.
Oh yeah.
I'm just gonna go to the creek.
There be canned goods that are good till like 2027 though. Yeah. So as long as you
3 to 10 days, you're gonna be dead as fuck.
I already did it for 10.
You're going to be dead as fuck. The most I did
was 10. And it wasn't because I stopped because I was hungry. I just stopped because I had to go to a tournament. And I was like, this is insane. I don't want to be traveling. And
after 7 days or 10 days?
I did 7 here. And I did 10. No, it was 10. 7, I did juice. And 10, I did water. Juice is harder because the sugar is what like keeps you like moving, and without the water it was a little bit easier, it was a little bit cleaner. So I did the water, I put a cucumber in it, put a little lemon in it. 10, 7 was the juice.
You okay,
let me clear myself up before people come in the comments like she lying.
So juice was easier,
sugar, no, juice was harder.
Juice is harder. I thought it'd be easier because it's got at least.
Well, for me, I'm speaking off of my experience. I'm not talking about it, but for
me. Is it because you get all hype and then you crash?
Because all the sugar from the juice, it will like keep me like, it will like mislead my body thinking I have food. And then I will crash. With the water, it was just like, first 2 days was hard, but after that, I was good.
I did a juice cleanse for a day. And I was like, nah, fuck this. This ain't for me, baby. I'm finna
24 hours?
Win a food. No, not 24. Like half a day.
That's just you drinking juice, Roxy.
First of all, what kind of juice were you drinking, Roxy?
Right.
It was like Ocean Spray. It was not so damn.
You can't drink cran grape.
Ocean Spray. She was drinking it on a skateboard like old boy.
Fanta. Here you go again. No, I had it in the juicer. I was putting apples and celery and carrot and shit.
It's a lot of clarity. Like, the most I did was 3, and it was like, it was rough, but it was nice. By the third day, I was like, okay, this is kind of easy. And then I quit.
I've done like 7-day juice cleanses before, and I mean, I fast every Wednesday, like 24 hours, no, nothing but water.
Well, we were talking about this a couple months ago, Pat. Closer
to Jesus.
I mean, it's for a few different things. It's for clarity. It's just for spiritual purposes. It's for like to reset my body. You know?
So yeah, do you boo boo? Nobody answered my question.
Yeah, you boo boo.
Yeah, because you have your intestines are like how many feet? Like 20 feet or something?
You still got a lot of shit to detox out of them intestines.
Yeah.
Every time you get closer to Jesus, Jesus be like, I'm good, bro, still.
Yeah, the last time I did a juice
Jesus
plan,
pushing you back, like, no, right there's fine, right there's
we
fine.
We were shooting, what were we shooting, Pat? My mom was on a juice cleanse.
Yeah,
And I was like, yo, I'm on like day 6. And I was like, I'm going to go to day 7. That shit was hard. And then I was like,
that couldn't have been let me try.
Food and spitting it out.
Yeah, then that was let me try. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why you agree to a food show on a
never mind, I'll catch the next one.
When I agreed to it, I didn't book what I had booked, and that's how I was like, oh, let me do this cleanse real quick, and it just so happened to be the same time, and I'm not gonna turn down y'all, and I'm a woman of my word.
I was put it to a vote, man. Y'all going to explore space alone, or are you gonna be left on Earth alone?
Earth.
Earth has it on that one. We're gonna jump into this next topic.
Oh, did you go like this?
Yeah,
that's why. No, you can only do that if it's on your iPhone.
I'm on my lap. I'm on my computer.
It's on the Mac. I'm on a PC.
Oh yeah, I'm on a PC.
I figured everybody else is on PCs. Go like this too. Go do 2 thumbs up.
How you do that, Pat?
I'll pack it and laugh.
You gotta hold it. You can't stop moving. Just stay still. Golly. Stop.
It ain't gonna work.
Oh, it worked. Yay.
All right, well, we're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
Right after this.
Second topic of the day, we have, would you rather never see your reflection in the mirror versus always see a ghost next to you in pictures?
Does the ghost like bother you? Not
it's
in
different,
pictures.
It's different ghosts every time. It's different ghosts,
but only in photos.
Only in photos.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Harry, they don't bother you outside of
Harry
that.
Potter. That's Harry Potter.
That's creepy though.
You don't that's see creepy. Them. You don't see them outside of that, right? They don't interact with.
Are they doing nasty shit behind me? Like,
nah. You see a lot of stranger ghosts, but then you might see a family member. You might see one of your uncles or.
These are real people.
These are real people.
Any picture or a picture.
Any picture that you're photographed in. selfie or not, it's always somebody else there.
Only other people can see it.
If you show it to them, yeah.
So if I take a picture for Getty Images,
it's a ghost in the
picture. Is it going to be a ghost in the picture?
On the red carpet in a tux?
Who this person on the red carpet with Lulu is?
Wait, so everybody sees ghosts, not just in pictures.
Yeah. So every nigga you with is going to assume you cheating.
Who that motherfucker like, with the model?
This was me at the event tonight that I told you you couldn't go to. And there's just like a dead nigga in the back. Like,
with a top hat on. Like.
It's like, I swear that nigga's from the 1700s. Yeah, right. Whatever, Lou.
But why he got on a suit there? He dead. He got buried in that bitch.
I can't talk to him. They just in the picture.
You don't see them. They only in the pictures.
Oh, that's not fun. I want to talk to him. Like, how was your day?
I mean, you would never take pictures in your own house again. Like a family, like portrait or nothing anymore, because then there's always you mess up all
fucking up my picture.
But I could always remove them with Photoshop.
That's true.
What about video? Like, if you do just like a quick little video.
No, I was thinking about that. Like, if they would be in your sketches and stuff like that. I don't know. I feel like photography is something different. Like, have y'all ever tripped off when they do pictures like in movies? Like, you know, like, oh, this is a picture that you can always tell it's not a real picture. Like, it's very hard to duplicate like a real looking picture. Mm-hmm. I feel like pictures like really stamp time, and I feel like it's different for the recordings.
Oh, so if you were like FaceTiming somebody, but then you did the where you like click to take a picture, then you would see the ghost.
Yeah. Screenshot.
Okay, gotcha.
Why don't ghosts like video like that? Ghosts don't be showing up on video. That's true. It just be the photos. which sucks, because that makes it seem way faker.
Maybe they do that to fuck with us on in general.
It's like, hey, got him.
Let's like rule number one is a ghost. Don't show up in videos. It's gonna ruin the whole only lore. Pictures. Right?
But only so pictures. So with the reflection, it's only in a mirror. So like, if I'm by a lake, I can see myself.
Anything reflective, like super reflective. You're
gonna go down to the town lake.
Every day, makeup.
That'd be very hard to do your makeup, though. Very hard to do the makeup or make sure you're good.
Put your clothes on.
I gotta see myself. I don't mind little ghosty ghosts in my picture.
I know. That's if they're not bothering me, just in my pictures.
I fuck with Casper. I'll be like,
I don't feel him touching me or nothing. He just there.
Yeah.
But sometimes he might be doing some like lewd, crude poses or something, like putting his tongue in your ear like this. You know, and you like sitting there like, yay. And
now what if the ghost was like doing, like you saw them like mid swing, like with a sword or a bat at you, like
or a fist.
Oh, that'd be cool. I can't feel it.
I'd be like, let's coordinate poses then. You know what I'm saying?
Now I'm like,
you know what I'm saying? If you're gonna do that, I'm gonna be like, I'm sorry, you know, like, let's make it cool if we gonna do the shit.
Can I pick the ghost or is that random?
How would you
be able to pick the ghost?
You can't see the ghost.
Oh, it's just random. I don't want no racist ghost, but no, I'm like
ghost auditions. Like,
you don't get all of that. Even if you take a picture in your house, or like Meg said, you FaceTime with somebody in your house, you take the screenshot. You see these ghosts in your house.
It's gonna be in your nudes. You send us some freaky stuff.
No more. You guys can't say none of that no more. There's going to be a nigga in the background like. They're going to be like, hey, who's that?
Is that the fondling? Oh, no.
Who's the nigga in the red coat? Who's the soldier in the back?
Why you got that World War II shoulder in the back? Like, what the fuck? Why is there a musket?
That's funny. And then, like, if you're only sending news, like, just of your genitalia, they looking like.
Damn. So wait, even like super close-ups with no background, the ghost is
what
just
is he
like,
standing there like this. Like...
He's just like, don't do it, nigga.
Don't do it.
That's how I died.
Wow.
That's how I died. It's crazy.
Oh man.
That's a crazy thought though.
I wouldn't take no photos in my house.
Yeah.
But it's not just your house, it's wherever.
It's wherever.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. It's way creepier for me to like be in this room if I saw like a nigga posted up back there. But if I'm out and about, I take a photo and there's just like a ghost in the background and be like, oh, that's creepy. I'm never going there again.
Does it make y'all more comfortable that everybody can see the ghost in the picture versus just you being able to see the ghost?
Yeah, because then I'm not crazy.
No, is this, is this crazy. Hookah? What are you putting in your mouth?
I'd rather be crazy. Fuck that.
She's still hungry.
That was just it ain't do nothing.
That's dessert. Got a little PB&J, got a little Bic.
A 1998 Bic. And this is a
blue ink. A little ballpoint.
It's a little blue ink.
It's a nervous habit. I wouldn't know it's not. I got ADHD. It's bad. I ain't smoking no weed. Yeah, I'ma go with the wait. We did say you can't look in a like I can't make a mirror.
Nah.
Yeah, what?
You're a glass.
What is what? Wait, I thought it was you just only can see your reflection or you can. You see a ghost in a picture.
Reflection. Yeah. It's saying in a mirror on here. That's
Wait. You said you can't see your reflection.
You can't see your reflection, or you see a ghost always next to you in every picture.
Okay. Can somebody else see my reflection?
They can just look at you.
You don't have a reflection.
They can just look at you and say, hey, Rox, you got a booger in your left nostril.
Yeah, I'm saying. I don't know why I thought I'd disappear.
You're invisible. It's not like nobody sees you.
I'm done. Okay. Well, if somebody else can see me, then I don't know. I don't want no goat. I don't know. That's kind of hard.
No, I can't do my makeup if I can't see. And I got to draw my eyebrows on. I ain't got them tatted on yet.
Hey, what about ID pictures? Like your driver's license? Is there a ghost in the back? Cop is like, who is that? Nah, don't worry about him.
Hey, man, that's how they took it, baby.
Jebediah.
I ain't got nothing to do with this. It's in the DMV. You took all of that shit. That's how they took it.
You and Jebediah on the picture is crazy.
That's some old-ass name. That's Stonewall.
Yeah, I guess the
y'all know Ice-T's name on Law and Order is Odafin. I've never heard that.
Tutuola.
Odafin.
Tutuola. His first name's Odafin. Yeah.
How do you spell
Odafin?
That?
Odafin.
Odafin Tutuola.
I think it's O D.
What ethnicity is he supposed to be in this show?
Is it Cuban? Is Odafin Cuban?
Oh no, not finna look.
It's not Cuban.
I was asking. I didn't know. I've never heard.
Odafin is a real name.
It ain't nigga.
Yeah,
that's across the sea sand. That's some sand shit. That's some Sudanese type of.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's supposed to be like African. They try to give him.
I don't know, but Tutuola, that don't even make
that
African
is definitely something African.
Nah,
that man never speak a word of Spanish ever on the episode.
You said in Law and Order.
SVU. Well, they said it's a Nigerian name. Odafin is Nigerian. And then his last name is Nigerian. He's supposed to be Nigerian then.
What?
Tutuola.
He don't know Cuban. I mean,
Odafin Tutuola.
Yeah, that is a Nigerian name.
That's a different name right there, baby. I don't
but
know
he don't look Dick, like he named that.
Right. I don't know what Dick Wolf was smoking when he came up with that one, nigga. Dick Wolf.
They should have actually just had him be Detective Ice-T because I don't see him as anything else. I don't see him as anything else.
Right.
Detective T.
that role was supposed to be for somebody dark skinned, not him.
I don't even fit him.
I really felt like his character was just a continuation from New Jack City. Like he's the same cop who just evolved.
Or his rap career, like he just became a detective afterwards. You know, it's like what the situation?
I tried to watch CB4 last night because he's in the beginning of it. I could not watch it. He was like, one of those cameos things, like, yo, I met CB4, and I was like, fuck, these niggas is real. That's all.
When was the last time you watched it?
I couldn't watch it. I had never seen it before. I still haven't seen it before.
CB4?
Yeah, see before.
Straight out of Low Cast, a crazy motherfucker named Gusto. What? Come on.
It was very 90s humor.
It was.
I don't even remember what it was about.
It was like in New York too, right? Is it in New York?
No, nah, it's supposed to be a parody of NWA.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Chris Rock ass California.
CB4. Well, I watched it when it first came out and I've seen like clips since then, so I don't really remember.
Oh man, y'all need to go back and rewatch it.
I'll go back and watch it.
It's on Netflix. I mean, it's on Prime if anybody wants to go see it and just sit through that. But nah, I'm good. Peace and blessings, like niggas. Movie. All right, let's put it to a vote. What are we going with? Mirror or the pictures?
Go with the ghosts.
Pictures.
What's the question? Which one would we rather have?
Never see your reflection again versus always have a ghost in your picture.
Ghost. If it's not video, I think ghost is crazy.
Ghost.
Video ghost. Is crazy. So we would all have ghosts in our background right now. Just like.
No, this is video.
Right? And if we took a screenshot, then we each would have one. Like
screenshot.
All right, well, let's jump into this last topic right after this. Would you rather have nightmares every time you sleep versus never dream again?
Oh, never dream again.
Right.
I've dealt with
that. Dreams.
I love dreams. Nightmares? It's like when I was smoking weed really heavy, it would just seem like the night just went by. It'd be like a black screensaver. And then I would wake up and
really?
I'd be like,
roll credits.
They say when you smoke, you don't dream.
Yeah.
Really?
So I've already experienced.
I'd be dreaming.
I know really?
Sometimes mine be too lucid. I'll be like, nah.
Do you smoke before you go to sleep?
Sometimes. Mm. Yeah, but when I've smoked before, I've dreamed terrible things. Sometimes good.
Well, that's trauma.
it's breaking through the smoke. Now we went
through the weed.
Now we finna foot. Nah, she need to be fucked up tonight.
Now you still gonna dream, Roxy. No, I've definitely like no same. Like sometimes it'd be more vivid. But yeah, when I was like really, really smoking, it would just be like black the whole night. And then I would just wake up. It's not even like you were just bored the whole time. You just nothing, you don't remember nothing when you
nothing
wake up.
Happened.
Like,
I have a lot I'd of much nightmares. Rather that. So
nightmares are scarring.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
But if you know that you're sleeping and you know that it's a dream, nightmare or not. Would it still like if that become a regular thing, like after a month, you're like, fuck, I have a nightmare every time I go to sleep. When you went to sleep, would you just go about something different in the dream? Or would you like
even in a dream, I know it's a dream. I know what's happened. I know it's not real, and I'm still scared and it's still happening.
Yeah. I've had that. I know I woke up from a nightmare a few months ago and I was like crying. Like I was like, oh my, because that felt so real when I woke up. I was like, oh my God.
That should be making people not even want to sleep. Like people get addicted to pills because they just don't want to go to sleep. If the nightmares are that bad.
I mean, I also have night terrors, so I'm the wrong person to ask. So
what's the difference?
It's a little bit more not violent, but a lot more alert. You get up more with a sense of urgency. Where it's like you wake up with sweats, or I might hit somebody, or something.
Oh gosh!
So it has a more visceral reaction to your physical.
Yeah, because whatever is happening in the dream, it comes expressed out in your wake.
Oh, so it's kind of like sleepwalking, but you're like physically doing all the stuff that you're doing in the dream.
I guess in a sense, but I'm not going nowhere. But I would wake up like drenched sweat or. Wake up believing what was happening is happening in reality.
Did you pee on yourself, girl?
That what?
Did you pee on yourself in your night terror? You like, ah, pee.
Was
it
a wet dream?
Was it like a giant Tim chasing you?
A who?
A giant Tim.
That's a dream. That's not a nightmare, boo-boo.
She'd be like...
take me.
So wait, is it called night terrors just because it's that much worse than a nightmare?
I feel like, yeah. But I'm not a doctor.
Because I think night terrors has a physical component to it. You wake up feeling something, you're hitting, you're moving. Whereas nightmares, you're just like you just wake up.
Night like terrors. When I first came back from Iraq, oh my God, I had so many. I was scared to like sleep with my boyfriend at the time because I was like, oh, I'm gonna hurt this motherfucker when we sleep.
Damn.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Right here.
You have like, what do you do to get rid of that? Do you have to like go to therapy or anything?
Yeah, I went to therapy, and then it was like, all right, cool. Now
that's
what?
Good.
And then they give you drugs, and then it's like,
that's not good.
Yeah, so that's me that's me at least once a week.
No.
Yeah, I'll be all right though.
I need you to go. No, you need to go get some more therapy for this until they're gone.
Girl, I am a combat veteran. This shit ain't never going away.
Oh, damn.
Maybe, I don't know. this makes me sad. Why don't we do more for our vets, man? Because this is not okay.
The government don't really do shit for us. So you just got to take it. That's why there's a lot of vets that's on drugs. There's a lot of vets that commit suicide. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of vets who are alcoholics because there's really no guaranteed help. I mean, as much therapy as I went to, and it's like, all right, cool. Now what? I'm still fucked up. What am I supposed to do?
Damn.
I'm like, so.
Girl, you better go to VA and make them prescribe you some drugs and go sell them.
Even with that,
you're gonna make money off of this.
I can't even get Adderall. I can't get Adderall. They want to give me these sleeping pills. They're going to give me these antidepressants. They want to give me these drugs for anxiety. I used to take them, but them shits fuck you up. It makes you a little loopy. Yeah. So it's like, I'm not taking them, but they'd rather give me all of these other drugs. And I'm just like, yo, just give me Adderall. Just keep me a little focused. Mm-hmm. Keep me like, you know, not thinking about the negative. Let me think about the positive. They're like, nah, we ain't going to give you that. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
So they don't really want to help. They want to kind of keep you in a state of always giving you like bare minimum, like, so you continue to come back. You continue to come back. You continue to come back. So they don't really do that. But that's me once a week. That's all my, that's a wrong question for me.
That's messed up.
I get nightmares.
Everybody I know who like takes Adderall, it seems like it's very easy for them to get. So you'd think that they would make it easy for vets to get.
I literally have to go through a whole psychiatrist, and she was like, well, let's work on the PTSD and the depression and this first. I said, bitch, I need the other things to help the other things. Like, we're working backwards here. If you give me the Adderall, I won't be depressed. I'm not going to be like, I'll be focused, you know? So, yeah, I have night terrors at least once or twice a week.
Night terrors are scary. Now that you're saying that, I'm like, oh, I used to date somebody that had night terrors because I almost got choked out.
While he was sleeping?
In real life?
In real life. Like, it was scary. He was, like, whispering when he was talking, and he's kind of swole. And so we were sleeping and kind of, like, cuddled. And he was like, get away. And I'm, like, we cuddled up, and he's, like, got his arm across me, and he starts, like, applying pressure. And I was like, but I can't, like, choke. I had to literally slide all the way down out of his grip, and he would not wait. It took, like, 5 minutes to wake him up. He, like, fighting, and I almost got knocked the fuck out. I was like,
oh, my gosh.
I said, you can't come over no more.
This makes me sad. Can't even find solace in sleep.
That's why I used to kick dudes out. Like, you can't sleep over here. She's like, I might kill you, bro. I might kill you. Go home. And the dick was fantastic. Just go home.
Go home.
Do you remember what you dream? Do you remember what you dream about? Because he didn't even. Okay. Ooh, that's scary.
Do
you ever write it down, Lulu? Like you're different?
No, because sometimes it's things I already lived that, you know, I try to like. I guess subconsciously it's like you wish you could make a different decision in certain things that happen. So I'm like reliving those decisions that I made, but then also making different decisions, but you're completely aware of everything that you're doing. And I know it's a nightmare.
So it's lucid?
That's happening. Huh?
Like you can bend the dream? Like it's lucid?
In a sense, because I already know what really happened, but in my dream, I'm making a different decision. But I already
know it's a dream while it's happening.
Oh. Every time I know it's a dream. Every time, and I'm looking at myself, I'm talking to myself like, you know it's a dream, right? You know.
Thanks for this sad ass question to hear. You piece of shit. I'm finna fuck everybody up.
You ain't never had no good dreams? Like you had to ask another?
Of what?
I asked Rossi. I was like, you ain't never
had... I'll slice it off your back. How about that? I'll be real thick.
No dreams like you had an ass or, you know, like.
I'll take it from you. I have four if I get a piece
of bacon
yours.
BL? That would be
bacon.
That'd be a BLT.
Bacon, lettuce,
I'm here for the BLT surgery.
I know. How dare you? I just asked you.
Bacon, lettuce,
and
here.
I have one. All right. Very
we
hard.
Got a BLT here.
It's just hard.
Shut up.
They got brisket, ham, turkey leg, chicken leg.
The ham look tasty. I'll get a bite.
What?
Hey, white meat.
If we was all in a plane crash right now,
I'll be dear.
I'm eating it to here first.
Oh, that's a sweet meat.
What part would y'all eat first?
Hey, I'm going for the thigh.
His back. Stomach.
His back?
Back.
No, there's not enough meat. The stomach
got he's got a lot of meat on it.
That back. The back?
Yeah, girl, he got like love handles and everything. He got a big back. I want to taste what a gun tastes a little of that gunpowder come out that gun on his back.
Eating the gun? I'm going for the thigh. That's suicide, Megan.
A Filet-O tramp stamp.
Y'all crazy as hell if y'all think that I'm going to be the first one to go, though. That's crazy as hell.
You can't run that fast. We're going to get you.
He has survivalist skills, though.
If we all crash, we all disoriented. Ain't nobody running right out the gate, number one. Jeez. Number two, you don't think that, like, Meg would be more annoying? Like, we're going to kill her first. You don't think that?
But she not seasoned right. You seasoned.
Well, I'm seasoned right, girl.
You seasoned.
You want us to eat you, Meg? I'm just saying, I got a lot of extra fat copy around my midsection.
I understand,
but
he's seasoned differently than you. You was like an Asian season cuisine.
Girl, he's like everything bagel. You want everything bagel over, like, sesame sauce and soy sauce.
We're gonna take care of that first. Then when we on a weekend, then we'll be like, man, I'm gonna want some Asian food. Like, what up, Meg?
Nah, right. We kill both of them and then we have choices. Like, what you feeling like? You want Asian or barbecue?
Hey, you want
pork or barbecue?
But Lou a big ass walking bacon, egg, and cheese. Why would you not do that?
Breakfast you don't want me.
You don't want me. I don't want Lou. Lou tastes like a vegetable.
I'm just full of smoothies. You don't want that.
Right. Yeah, you not lean. Enough fat nowhere. Nope.
Nah, we want some marbled meat.
I know, we don't want nothing for a nice pack over there frail. We don't want bones.
Yeah, y'all don't want to eat me.
I taste good.
And hey, we can chop up Roxy's titties. Hey, you know what, Pat? You can just eat me and you can survive. Yeah.
We could see, Roxy, you could live if you just chose to give your titties up.
Yeah.
Everyone would just eat that. We would be satisfied.
We would cut one titty off every 2 months. We would be good. He'd just be hanging like Texas chin.
So you're saying we got 4 months. No, we got 4 months in the wild.
No, Lou, cut a titty off. I'm hungry. Lou just like,
you want the nipple or not?
Roxy's titties gonna taste like top ramen. Y'all gonna get high blood pressure. Y'all gonna die before y'all can even get saved. We're gonna be tons of meat left.
No, it's protein in here.
Nah, it ain't.
I wouldn't let them do that to y'all. It's okay.
So basically, me and Pat surviving this plane crash.
Oh, just you. Pat is not a survivalist. Okay.
I would at least be second place.
He's going to stay alive long enough just for me to have that body heat so I can get rescued.
Girl, that is not body heat.
You would lay into your carcass like they do elephants.
Like the rubbing, like the rubbing in?
Like Star Wars?
You're going to see me wearing up to here. It's going to have the freckles is going to come down like a flap, like a man.
You'll come out with a Tahir pelt.
When it starts snowing, you just cut him open. He's like, brrr.
Hey, like, pass out to here. It's getting cold.
Don't be like that.
Yeah, to hear him first, because you cut him open, it's going to be nothing but hot dogs that fall out of him.
Hey, that's like a pinata.
Whole hot dogs.
I'm sorry.
Never been chewed hot dog.
He didn't chew none of them. He just swallowed all the hot dogs.
Like, it's not even wet. How did this happen? Just a bunch of dry hot dogs,
man. Hey, that's perfect because it keeps it preserved in the intestines. We just stick the shish kebab in it. Put it over a fire. Yo, I win survivalist day. Like, I win it. Like,
Pat doing extra muscle to turn you to. Okay. I just want to make sure.
You can't really spin it. All right, Lou, your turn.
Hey, turn that to hear over. It's been 20 minutes.
You can cook Pat over a small flame with a toothpick. Lou, I'm not really worried about you.
We'd be good if y'all three.
We'd eat Lou like beef jerky. Like, you don't want to eat too much. So it's like...
It'd be like Lou and Pat muscle. Survived 90 days.
Lou is definitely army beef jerky. It's not.
I'm sustainable. It may not fill you up, but it's definitely going to keep you sustainable.
You got a long shelf life?
Salted.
You still got some of that Lulu left?
We keep walking by the old Lulu like, nah. I ain't that old.
I feel like the vibe I get from Pat is he tastes like Pop-Tarts and like kid cuisine, you know, like the one that you used to play.
Nobu.
Dunkaroo?
Y'all ever been to Nobu? I probably taste
no,
like
boo.
Wag,
we
I
have.
Probably taste like Wagyu. No,
hell no.
I probably taste fire.
It's like boo boo, nigga. Shut up.
You guys would be like, they cut off some more Patrick.
Patrick tastes like caviar and Pop Tarts together.
No, definitely like granola and like LaCroix.
Y'all gonna be
Pat
fit as hell when you're done
for
with
lunch
me.
And then it's here for snack.
Definitely. Pat is for a snack. Tahir is a meal. What are you talking about?
So that's dinner?
Here's dinner.
But he's sweet.
I'm an appetizer.
That's the thing. You can have a section off. You can get a little dessert and you can get an entree.
I feel like we would take one bite of Tahir and then start hunting. Nah, let's make a spear.
We were wrong.
Tahir is a survivalist, y'all. Tahir is good. You remember we did that shoot in the woods? It was like black people go camping for the first time. Tahir was the only one that like successfully set a fire by rubbing stuff.
He set a fire and set up all the fence.
That's why I said Tahir is a survivalist, y'all. He know how to survive in the woods.
I'm just sitting up here listening to y'all. I'm like, I'm going to kill all of y'all before I leave the plane. The fuck are you talking about?
Before it crashes.
I'm going to make my goddamn dwelling be the cave. I'm going to be eating good for forever. You know what I mean?
Forever.
I know, because, you know, Tahir come from a family of bears. He survived in the woods.
He's like, back home. Where it all started.
I feel like when the army saves them, they'll be like, bro, you killed all of them? You've been gone for 2 days. You ate all of them? You ate Pat, Meg, Lou, and Roxy?
I'm hungry. Man, listen,
it's been 48 hours. He doesn't even have a beard yet.
I was about to hibernate. I was just telling mommy I was gearing up for hibernation.
We said we were coming right away. We told you.
We texted you.
They got a bib on and shit.
There's technology. We followed the plane crash. We were there right away.
I didn't know.
I was peckish.
Peckish.
I was feeling a little peckish.
I ate them in their honor. It was just to remember.
Where are their bones?
Soup. I made soup. Did you want some?
Oh my god.
It's just my hoodie.
He did it like a Bugs Bunny.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all want to go with? Nightmares every night or never dream again.
Never dream again.
Never dream again.
Never dream again. Forget the
dream again.
Night terrors.
What? You would want the night terrors every night?
I would rather dream. I need a dream.
Oh, girl, no.
What were the options? Oh, you would rather have nightmares than nothing?
So if you have the nightmares, you have nothing?
No, it's either have a nightmare every night or never dream again.
You never got nothing.
Oh, shit, never
go to bed.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, nigga, did you hear it?
She was like, no, I want to see something. I need to work something. Like it's TV. No, put something on.
I was like, I can't see nothing? There's no dreams? That's crazy.
No one likes nightmares.
Well, the never dream again has it for this episode or this, for this.
That would be delicious.
Just put in the comments who you would eat first.
Yeah. And what you think.
And last.
First to last, who you would eat first to last.
Who would you want
and
to
what
keep
flavor
around?
Each one of us is given? Which flavor?
No, I got to see that.
I want to see the flavor.
Hey, nobody say call Timberland flavor. Nobody say that, okay?
Be original. I want to thank our special guest, Roxy Hayes, for pulling up today, man. And shout out to OG Squad Meg, Scoop, Patrick Cloud, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.